Brooklyn, Queens. The Days in Solidarity with African People, this year's theme is Facing the Truth About Racial Injustice, How White People Can See the Future Through the Eyes of the Oppressed. And this is an international fundraising and action campaign of the African People's Solidarity Committee and the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. And it's culminating in four big events located throughout this country. They're going to be in Oakland, California, San Diego, California, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and here in St. Petersburg, Florida. But this campaign is much more than about promoting and building for these four nationwide events. The campaign is really about changing the consciousness in our communities and informing people about how we as white people can change our historic relationship with the African community. And we can participate in that right now by participating in and uniting with reparations and beginning to see the world, like our theme says, through the eyes of the oppressed. Begin to see the world not from the world view of our white community that had benefited for over 500 years from the consistent ongoing exploitation of African people no matter where they exist on the planet, but through the perspective of people who have been exploited. And when we do that, we begin to see that the system that we exist in, capitalism, was formed off the back of the genocide of the indigenous people, slavery of African people, and that's how capitalism and all the wealth that we experience up till today was created and accumulated. And it benefited a small, tiny, tiny population of the world. So if we look at capitalism from the perspective of African people throughout the world, no matter where they live now, we can see that capitalism was actually a very negative thing that crushed civilization, brought about not a better way of life, but a worse, a detrimental way of life for the majority of the people on the planet. If we begin to see that, to see how the system that, allows us to go get coffee in the morning and drive around in cars to get better gas mileage and, have a ring on our finger that's, no matter how much more humanitarian, less violent, mined the diamonds are, there's still resources extracted from the land of African people, and they get like $2 a day and a cup of rice for the work that they do. No matter, how good we're trying to be, it doesn't escape the fact that these resources are being exploited at the expense of African people. So I think that this campaign is about going out into our own communities and talking about how it's not about changing the ideas in our heads. It's not about learning to, undo our racism. It's about learning that we can take a principled stand in genuine solidarity with African people around the world by uniting with the concept of reparations, not just reparations in the long term, but reparations in action now, that we can participate in opening up the floodgates of the resources in our communities that have come at the expense of everybody else and turning it over to the African liberation movement. And seeing that, it's in our benefit to do that. This lifestyle is not sustainable. People are, rising up and struggling around the world because they are no longer going to sit by and let all of their resources be taken away so that the tiny 1%, and yes, we are the 1%, we are not the 99%, so that we, the real 1% of the world, can benefit from all of their resources. That is not sustainable. And we don't, who wants to live in a world where everything that you have comes at the expense of everybody else. So this campaign is about changing the consciousness in our community. We believe there are hundreds of thousands, millions of white people who will take the stand and, unite with the rest of the world and want to see a real fundamental shift in the white community, that we can participate in reparations. It is in our interest. And we're getting an incredible response already. We're going to talk more about how we went out and did a National Day of Outreach yesterday and brought our posters and our postcards that say Facing the Truth About Racial Injustice. And when people see this postcard and see that theme, how white people can see the future through the eyes of the oppressed, people are drawn in immediately. It is something that resonates with them. And we had a lot of sincere interest from people taking the pledge, signing up, wanting to participate. So this is going to be an incredible campaign. We have a month left built into our events that are happening in October. And we want people to participate from wherever you are. Build an event, bring DSAP to your communities, and participate by taking the pledge. Even if you do nothing else, you can go online and take the pledge of solidarity with African people.
Thank you, Stephanie. And as Stephanie mentioned, you can take the pledge of solidarity with African people. You can do that by going to uhurusolidarity.org and clicking Take the Pledge of Solidarity with African people. That will take you to the WePay page. And we have a goal for this program today of raising $150 through WePay. So be sure to donate, take a stand in solidarity with African people and for reparations. And we will announce that on the show as we go along. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the Black is Back Coalition's endorsement of the Big Solidarity with African People campaign. And Johan did mention a little bit about this earlier. That the Black is Back Coalition for Social Justice, Peace, and Reparations, which is a coalition of organizations that is the African People's Socialist Party and Chairman Amale Shatala played a leading role. And Chairman Amale is the chair of the Black is Back Coalition for Social Justice, Peace, and Reparations, which was the first African organization, perhaps any progressive organization, that took a stand against the Barack Obama administration after the election, or selection, as Chairman Amale has said, of Barack Obama. And recently held a conference in Newark, New Jersey, called Obama, the Elections, and the Struggle for Justice, Peace, a Better Life, and Black Power. And this is just a really significant endorsement because, as Johan was saying, it is a coalition that brings together broad sectors of the African liberation movement, saying that this is the principled stance that white people can take in solidarity with the struggles for African liberation. So I want to welcome Chairwoman Penny Hess.
Uhuru, Jesse, Johan, Stephanie, and Harris, and everybody else who's online.
Uhuru, so we've been talking today about the Black is Back Coalition, both the endorsement of the Days in Solidarity with African People campaign and the presence of the Days in Solidarity with African People and the Black is Back Coalition at the march on the RNC. And you were there, you spoke at the rally before the march on the RNC, and were part of that march. So I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that experience and the significance of our movement's presence there.
Well, I think it was extremely significant that we were there and that the Black is Back and the African People's Socialist Party were there. First of all, it was a white left event. I think the Freedom Road Socialist Organization was part of it, or one of the leading forces, and other kinds of front organizations of that organization. And the it was really interesting because when we actually marched, there were no chants or any kind of significance given to the war against the African community and the war on the Mexican community. There was nothing about just the police terror in which every 36 hours another African is killed by the police in this country, or in which the prisons are so jam-packed full of African people that the U.S. has the largest prison population in the world. I think just recently I saw an article by Glenn Ford, you know, that basically the U.S. prison population is greater than China's prison population, with China having an overall population of 1.5 billion people, so that the U.S. prison population is greater than 1.5 billion people in population, and that
you know, that there's none of this. There was none of this at that march or at that demonstration. It was completely, you know, the same old money for war, money for jobs, not for war. When, what a ridiculous chant. What a ridiculous chant. We're talking about stolen loot built on the enslavement of African people, built on the genocide of the indigenous people and U.S. imperialist wars of occupation and exploitation all around the world, and that we're talking about a system that is built on the stolen labor of African people. It's not about getting a job for Africans. It's about liberation as an oppressed people. And there was no kind of understanding, not even cursory understanding, of the discriminatory sentencing or the conditions that African and Mexican people really, really face inside this country as a colonial subject. This was a completely white agenda, really just oppressive, you know, just really offensive, I guess. And it was extremely important that the chairman was there, and it was really important that the chairman was challenging imperialism.
Yeah.
And taking it, and there was a tremendous response from that, even though there weren't a lot of people in the audience besides their own forces. It was still very, people were cheering at the whole stand against imperialism. It's not about reforming a system that's parasitic, that's built at the expense of everybody else. So it was powerful that the party and that Black is Back had a very, very strong presence. Anybody who's seen any of the photos has seen the chairman right there in front, in the banner, behind the banner, leading the march very powerfully. Those pictures went all over the world, and, you know, it's something that, again, I think it just really brings it home, the significance of the fact that Black is Back Coalition has endorsed the days in solidarity with African people, and that this is the stance being called on for white people to take, to, you know, recognize that our lives and our livelihoods have come at the expense of African people, and this is a tribute to African people and to the liberation, their liberation struggle, and the right for justice, for reparations, and for African people to have one liberated Africa, one continent that is one nation that belongs to in the hands of African workers. And it was, you know, it's just really powerful. This is our work, and people need to join the Days in Solidarity and take this on and join us in building these all over the country.
Thank you, Penny. And again, I want to encourage anyone who's listening to take the pledge of solidarity with African people. Help us reach the goal today to raise $150 through the online WePay page called Take the Pledge. You can go to uhurusolidarity.org to find that. And as Penny was saying, join this campaign. Stay tuned after this show for the national meeting of the Days in Solidarity with African People Committee. And that is going to be from 2 to 3 on livestream.com/reparationsinaction. So we want to talk about another aspect of this campaign, which is to bring to City Hall a resolution for the city where each event is being held, and in your city as well, to adopt the day of the event as the official day in solidarity with African people in that city. And Johan is here. He's going to tell us a little bit more about what this aspect of the campaign consists of and how it works and what these resolutions are really saying. What are we calling on the city to pass, to adopt as a resolution?
And the agenda of trying to let people recognize that African people are suffering have a kind of clear conditions from the U.S. government and the prison system and the police care on the civilians. It's always being shut down Africans being gunned down and chased by police in the streets, which is horrifying. And so it means resolution, we recognize here's the bit that white people can come to and build reparations. And a revolutionary stance that from the city and a general resolution, also in the resolution, depending on which city we are in, that we have a specific resolution in that city, the statistics that show how African people are being exploited in the attack and bring that to the city council and get their bit on the agenda.
Uhuru. Thank you, Johan. And again, you can find out more information about that on solidarity.org and read about the Days in Solidarity with African People campaign and take the Pledge of Solidarity with African People today.
Uhuru, yeah, I think these resolutions are going to be really important. And in 1981, the African People Solidarity Committee had a resolution submitted to, actually it was the mayor of Berkeley, California, who at that time was Gus Newport, who was an African, pretty progressive mayor at that time, who adopted this resolution. It was actually for what we called the Walk Against Genocide at that time, and it was a fundraiser for the African National Reparations Organization led by the party. And it was a powerful resolution in solidarity with African people, and the city of Berkeley actually proclaimed that day, which I think was August 8th and 9th of 1981, as the day of the Walk Against Genocide, Walk Against Genocide Day in Berkeley, California. So it's a powerful thing to do. It's really important. If we don't win people, you know, if we don't win the mayor or the city council, we still can be on TV reading this, you know, on their closed circuit TV that we see that are broadcast on the cable stations in each city. So we definitely want to take this pledge. And I was also thinking that, I mean, this can be done in Europe as well. Europe is still in the backs of the enslavement of African people and the conditions against there. So any place that Europeans or Canadians are, or anybody else, you can bring these resolutions to your town city council, or even take it out as a petition doing tables in your city. Uhuru.
Thank you, Penny and Johan, for giving us an overview of the process of the resolutions for the Days in Solidarity with African People campaign. We do want to play the clip now of Chairman Amalia Chitela speaking at the RNC. So this is from August 27, 2012 in Tampa, Florida at the March on the RNC. Uhuru.
Our next speaker, head of the African People's Socialist Party, head of the African Socialist International, a former figure in the student Uhuru movement, Amalia Yeshitil. Let's give Amalia a round of applause.
Uhuru! And to all of you who have come out, despite the rain and the threat of a hurricane, one speaker has already said it. Of the people, not in the Republican Party, not in the Democratic Party, but the power of the people. Now we recognize that many people have come out here with different agendas and different assumptions about what it is that needs to be done. But I would like to make it clear from the Uhuru movement, from the Black is Black Coalition for Social Justice, Peace, and Reparations, that our presence here is not, should not be seen as support for the Democratic Party or for Barack Hussein Obama, that we are here because both parties represent a social system that was born of genocide and requires colonialism and war in order to be able to maintain itself. We want to say that we believe and understand, as other peoples around the world who are fighting back and are responsible for the current crises that we see in imperialism today, we believe that it is imperialism that has to go. That yes, we are opposed to the policies of the Republican Party. We are opposed to its attacks on women, on gays, on lesbians and bisexuals and transsexuals. We are opposed to the attacks on immigrants by both the Republican Party, and the truth is that Obama's regime has kicked out more people from this country even than what Bush has done. We are opposed to those policies. We are opposed to what the Democrats and the Republicans have brought to Iraq, have brought to the people of Afghanistan, have brought to the people of Palestine, have attempted to do in places throughout South America. We are opposed to all those policies, but more importantly, we are opposed to imperialism itself. Imperialism is not a policy. It is, in fact, a social movement. Imperialism is a social system. And those things like war, those things like the oppression of the people, are natural and normal consequences of the imperialist system itself. Imperialism must go. Imperialism must go. I want to say that there can be no good in a system, and we're talking about capitalism, there can be no good in a capitalist system that was born of slavery. It was the slave trade that created the first commodity of capitalism. There can be no good in a social system that requires colonialism. It is a parasitic social system that is currently fighting for its very life, because it is parasitic, and because the people of Venezuela have said you cannot exploit us any longer, because the people of Iran have said you cannot exploit us any longer, because the people of Afghanistan and Iraq and around the world refuse to be exploited, this social system is experiencing a severe crisis, economic crisis, because it's a parasite, and every parasite requires a host in order for us to exist. Comrades, I want to thank you. I just want to say this, that capitalism, imperialism, is like a tapeworm. Some of you may be old enough to remember what a tapeworm is, but a tapeworm is one of those animals that if you continue to eat that rotten meat, you are likely to have one sometime or another. But tapeworms don't work, you know. When you eat that meat and that tapeworm larva attaches itself to your intestine, it doesn't have to do any work. You work if you're lucky enough to have a job. You have to feed, you have to cook the food and eat the food. But no matter how much you eat, you can't get any bigger because of the tapeworm. The tapeworm doesn't do anything at all, but it continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger off your work. Imperialism, capitalism is like a tapeworm. But brothers and sisters, you can't vote that tapeworm out of you. That tapeworm will never leave just because you cast a vote. You can't pray that tapeworm out of you. That tapeworm will never leave just because you say a prayer. Because if the tapeworm leaves you, it will die. But that doesn't mean you can't get rid of the tapeworm. In order to get rid of the tapeworm, you have to use some revolutionary medicine. If you take some revolutionary medicine, then you can flush that tapeworm down the toilet of history. We have to flush imperialism off the face of the earth stand in solidarity with the fighting and oppressed peoples on this earth. Imperialism must go. Capitalism must go. Colonialism must go. Africa must be free. African people must be free. The Mexican people must have their lands back. The so-called Indian people living in concentration camps that are euphemistically referred to as reservations must be free. We say all power to the people and black power to the African community. Uhuru!
Uhuru. Uhuru, that was the chairman at the demonstration against the RNC last Monday in Tampa. That was so powerful. You could see the response from the crowd. When the chairman's talking about imperialism must go, people were cheering. People were cheering when they announced his name. He was by far the most dynamic speaker. He was the only one that had an analysis about imperialism as opposed to reforming this parasitic system. So, just from hearing that, it makes you want to contribute to this pledge that we're trying to raise today as part of our overall pledge to the African People's Socialist Party from the Day of Solidarity with African People. We're trying to raise $150 today. We need 10 people to put in $15, and I will start by putting in $15 today. So we just need $135 more, and we need people that you can go online to the WePay, you can chat and say you're going to do it so we can add this up, because we're trying to raise a mere $12,000 that's going to go to the party. We've already raised $2,000, so a total of $14,000. That's nothing. That's nothing. When you consider the work of the African People's Socialist Party being demanded in Europe, in Africa, in South America, all throughout the U.S., in Canada. There's just a demand for the chairman to travel and speak alone, and he must speak around the world. And, of course, the African People's Socialist Party is not funded by any kind of grant or by any kind of corporate sponsors or anything else. It's just funded by people like yourself, who want to say, as a white person who recognizes that I have lived at the expense of African and oppressed peoples, I want to give back. I want to give back. I want to be part of a people's movement of reparations to African people. That when we look at this history of what we have done, our ancestors have done to African people, the lynchings, the terror, the brutality, the jokes, the every possible kind of demeaning stand towards African people over the years in order to preserve our place on this pedestal of white power, that we need to pay reparations. If we want to rectify and right this historic wrong, the African people, if we want to be part of changing the world, this is the key thing right here. This is tied to what's happening with the economy. This is tied to what the future of the planet's going to be in terms of the environment, which we see entire polar caps melting at an alarming rate. We see droughts and all the corn drying up all throughout the Midwest of the United States. This is tied to reparations to African people, because it is a system that is parasitic, that would destroy everything from human civilizations to whole peoples, the whole continent of people, to the earth itself. And it cannot be changed just by recycling or some ridiculous thing like that. Imperialism has to go. And when we give our $15 today, or whatever you can give today, and participate in raising this $12,000 that we're trying to raise towards that work of the African People's Socialist Party, you are joining the future. You are joining in solidarity with African people, with Arab people, with people all over the planet who want control over their lives and their resources, want a healthy future for their children and for all the world's people, nobody at the expense of anybody else. So we need people to give. We're just asking to raise a little $150 today. We need $135 more dollars to come in. So come on. Come on, everybody. Get out there and go to WePay and take this challenge to raise $150 today and to raise $12,000 by the middle of October as part of the stand in solidarity with African people inside this country and around the world.
Guru, thank you, Penny. I want to also put in $15 towards our goal today. Guru? Guru. Okay, I also just got a message. This is from Wendy Craig. Wendy says, Uhuru, today is my birthday, and the best gift I can give to myself is the gift of humanity. So I just donated $225 and will continue to raise reparations towards this campaign.
All right. All right. Uhuru. Out in San Diego, and happy birthday, comrade. I saw on Facebook that it was your birthday today, and we just appreciate you and all the fighting spirit that you have brought to the white population of San Diego, California, where Mexicans are catching hell, where Africans are catching hell, where the U.S. Navy is based as a menace and a threat to peoples around the world. It is powerful to have a stand in solidarity there. Really appreciate you, comrades, and happy birthday.
Uhuru. Wendy, comrades in San Diego. And so for right now, we are at 255, but we still want to encourage you to, donate at WePay. Go to uhurusolidarity.org and click Take the Pledge of Solidarity with African People. We're coming to the end of our meeting today. Oh,
Uhuru is $15.
Uhuru, $15.
And by the way, it was on for today.
No.
It's coming up.
It's coming up.
I'm sorry, it's coming up. It's coming up.
And you're going to be doing an event or something, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
$270. Let's get to $300 today.
All right, and also, people who are tuning in on live stream, you can let us know in the chat how much you are going to be donating today to the Days in Solidarity with African People campaign. Okay, so, Johan mentioned that he has a birthday coming up and that he's going to be doing an event to raise resources, and that's just one of many ways that you can participate in this campaign to raise $12,000 towards the programs of the African People's Socialist Party. And in the second half of the program today, which is going to be broadcast only on livestream.com/reparationsinaction, we're going to be talking about all the other ways that you can plug into this work and bring the campaign for Days in Solidarity with African People to your area, matter where you're located. We're going to be talking about the national outreach days. We're going to be talking about the fundraising that you can do. We're going to be talking about how you can join and with other people to join this organization. And we're also going to hear more clips of Chairman Omali Yeshitela, the founder and leader of the Uhuru movement. On this. And we're also going to hear from other organizers that are participating in this work around the country. And I'm going to tell you right now how you can join this meeting. You can either call Skype at username Uhuru Radio, U-H-U-R-U Radio, or you can call in at 727-565-1599. At 727-565-1599. And that is going to be broadcast at livestream.com/reparationsinaction. So, again, we want to encourage you to go to take the pledge of solidarity with African people on uhurusolidarity.org. And I'd like to take this opportunity to actually read what the Pledge of Solidarity with African People says. The Pledge of Solidarity with African People is the following statement. I pledge my solidarity with the struggle of Africans around the world for liberation and self-determination. I pledge to face the truth about the legacy of the enslavement of African people who were ripped from their homeland and culture and brought in chains to America and Europe to build the wealth and opportunity that we take for granted. I recognize that reparations are due to African people for the 500-year history of enslavement, lynchings, rape, degradation, and terror carried out by the U.S. and European governments and by white citizens alike. I recognize that this oppressive legacy continues today in the form of Jim Crow-style mass incarceration, in which one out of eight prisoners in the entire world is an African man locked up inside the U.S., and in the form of police terror, under which one African in the U.S. is murdered by police every 36 hours. I recognize that the oppression of African people also takes the form of discriminatory sentence and policies, enforced poverty and the denial of quality education, health care, economic development. I recognize that the problem goes deeper than a struggle against racism, the ideas in our head. I recognize that African people have a struggle for self-determination, political and economic control over their lives and destinies. I pledge my commitment to be part of writing the historical wrongs done to African people as the truest means of moving forward with all of humanity to create a just and peaceful world. Uhuru. So that is the statement that you are saying that you unite with, along with a growing list of people from throughout the world that have said that they agree with that message, that they want that message to represent them, and more than that, that you're taking action through reparations to African people by taking the Pledge of Solidarity with African people and making a donation. So we have one other caller on the line with us right now, Uhuru, to the other caller that's on with us. Uhuru. If you could identify who you are. All right. Uhuru. Well, in the next half of the meeting, we'll be able to hear from other organizers. Okay, they just hung up. We'll be able to hear from other organizers, including Wendy Craig, the national chair of our organization. We'll be able to hear more from our national chair, Stephanie Midler, as well as Johan Benningfield of Information Education. Harris Daniels, who is over membership, will be reporting, and other organizers from throughout the country who have joined this campaign to build Days in Solidarity with African People. The events of the Days in Solidarity with African People campaign, the four major events that are taking place right now are San Diego, California, Oakland, California, St. Petersburg, Florida, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we are here in St. Petersburg, Florida, where our event is going to be October 11th, 2012, at Studio at 620, 6:30 p.m. And you can find information about all of the events by going to uhurusolidarity.org. So do we have any closing remarks from Chairwoman Penny Hess?
Uhuru. Well, it is really an honor and just fantastic to be able to participate in Days in Solidarity with African People and to see how the struggle of African people is rising up all around the world, the consciousness that, you know, when we look at what just happened, this whole massacre and slaughter of African people under the ANC government of South Africa and the kind of anger and movement that is growing up under the, you know, as the whole reality of neocolonialism in the form of ANC is being exposed. You know, this is a new world. This is a new time when imperialism can't govern in the same old way. It can't do what it wants to do, even the way that
that the U.S. demanded that a number of people not go to that conference in Iran, but yet people did. Everybody was like, you know, screw you, we're going. The U.S. does not have the power that it once had. It is in a serious economic crisis, and so is Europe. And all around the world, the people are increasingly emboldened to challenge and defeat this monster that sucked the blood of the people on planet Earth for the last 500 years. So it's a powerful period. It is incredible to be alive in this time. And I just want to say uhuru and build a day in solidarity wherever you are located. Uhuru.
Uhuru. Thank you, Penny. I want to thank Chairwoman Penny, Stephanie Midler, and Johan Bangfield for participating on this program today. And I also want to shout out to Harris Daniels, who's engineering from Philly. You've been listening to Reparations in Action, the official program of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, on uhururadio.com, the online voice of the International African Revolution, and livestream.com/reparationsinaction. Stay tuned for the national meeting of the Days in Solidarity with African People Committee. That's going to be on livestream.com/reparationsinaction, and you can participate by calling in either through Skype at the username Uhuru Radio or calling the U.S. phone number 727-565-1599. And our engineer, Harris Daniels, is going to take us out with some music. Thank you for tuning in to
We live in a world that is constructed of the theft of the resources, both material and human, of African and other people as a consequence of its existence. Stealing black labor, black bodies, black territory, of the rape of Asia, Latin America, etc. It's a rotten, foul...
of Babylon, and we're going to our father's land. Yeah. Pleasant it would be before God and man, yeah, to see the unification of all Africans, yeah. Yeah.
Explain. We live in a world that is constructed of the theft of the resources, both material and human, of African and other people as a consequence of its existence. Stealing black labor, black bodies, black territory, of the rape of Asia, Latin America, etc. It's a rotten, foul social system. That's the world we live in. And if you raise the question of reparations, it makes it necessary for African people to come to terms with this. So much is done against us all the time. Demoralizing black people. You took my money, you took my resources, you stole every damn thing we got. I want it. We live in a world that is constructed of the theft of the resources, both material and human, of African and other people as a consequence of its existence. Stealing black labor, black bodies, black territory, of the rape of Asia, Latin America, etc. It's a rotten, foul social system. That's the world we live in. And if you raise the question of reparations, it makes it necessary for African people to come to terms with this. So much is done against us all the time. Demoralizing black people. You took my money, you took my resources, you stole every damn thing we got. I want it.
We don't need no
www.afrikanvoiceofafrica.com, the online voice of the International African Revolution. And this is the program of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, the organization of white people and other allies that works under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party. We want to begin by expressing appreciation to the African People's Socialist Party for giving us this hour on Uhuru Radio. We also want to let listeners know that this program today is simultaneously being broadcast on livestream.com/reparationsinaction, where at 2 o'clock we will be continuing on live stream with our national meeting to build the Days in Solidarity with African People campaign, which we're going to be talking about in the first hour as well. So stay tuned to livestream.com/reparationsinaction from 1 to 3 to be part of the DSAP National Committee meeting. On today's program, we want to first off announce that a big part of this campaign that we're going to be talking about for Days in Solidarity with African People is calling on you to take the pledge of solidarity with African people. And this is a statement that you support African people's right to act their resources, take control of their land, their labor, their self-determination. And you can find this pledge at WePay by going to uhurusolidarity.org and clicking Take the Pledge of Solidarity with African People and donating towards the programs of the African People's Socialist Party. And on this program today, true to the name of Reparations in Action, we have a goal to raise $150 through the WePay account, Take the Pledge of Solidarity with African People. So we're going to be updating you on that throughout the show. You can write a statement about why you're taking the Pledge of Solidarity with African people, and we'll be updating you about that throughout the show. So my name is Jesse Neville, and I'm the National Outreach Chair of Uhuru Solidarity Movement, and I'm here with Johan Bedingfield, National Chair of Information and Education. And I'm also here with Stephanie Midler, the National Chair of Uhuru Solidarity Movement.
Uhuru.
And I want to thank Harris Daniels, who's the National Membership Chair, for engineering this program today out of Philadelphia. We are calling in from St. Petersburg, Florida, and we have listeners and members that are tuning in from other cities throughout the country as well, who we'll be hearing from on the second half today on live stream. So today we want to talk about the Days in Solidarity with African People campaign and some of the exciting developments in this campaign over the last couple of weeks. We went and brought this campaign to the march in the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida. And Chairman Amalia Shetela and Penny Hess, the chairwoman of the African People Solidarity Committee, spoke at the RNC march and rally. And the Uhuru Solidarity Movement was there. We had our banner for the DSAP campaign, which says, "Facing the Truth About Racial Injustice, How White People Can See the Future Through the Eyes of the Oppressed." We were signing people up to take the pledge of solidarity with African people and get involved in this campaign. And this was a really significant action for us to participate in, especially with having the leadership of our movement, Chairman Amalia Shetela there, really defining, you know, what it means to be against imperialism as opposed to just against the Republican Party, but to be against the whole system of imperialism that's represented by both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, and really defining what it means for white people to take a principled stand in solidarity with Africans and all oppressed people struggling for their liberation. So we are going to hear a clip now of Chairman Amalia Shetela speaking at the RNC. Unfortunately, we won't be able to play the clip of Penny Hess, but within the next day, you will be able to find that video on YouTube, on Uhuru News, as well as on the UhuruSolidarity.org website. So now we're going to be hearing Chairman Amalia Shetela speaking at the march on the RNC. Uhuru. While we're waiting for that clip, we want to talk a little bit more about the significance of Chairman Ali's presentation and presence in general at this demonstration. Chairman Ali Yeshitela is the founder and the leader of the Uhuru Movement and the chairman of the African People's Socialist Party that has been a leader on the front lines of the struggle for African liberation for over 40 years. And Chairman Ali not only gave a powerful presentation, but marched on the front lines of this demonstration, right up in the front of the march, holding the banner of the coalition to march on the RNC, and with a T-shirt with the logo of the Black is Back Coalition for Social Justice, Peace, and Reparations, highly visible. And when you see pictures of Chairman Ali at the front of this march, you really see a visual visual depiction of the significance of African people and African workers leading the struggle for social justice and genuine peace in this world. So also, Chairman Ali, like we said, he defined what stance white people can take, because you have a lot of white leftists and liberals that go out there and talk about the Republican Party and certain policies of the Republican Party as being the primary issue. But Chairman Ali made it very clear that imperialism is not a policy. Imperialism is a whole social system that's in crisis because Africans and other oppressed peoples are resisting or fighting back, and that we have a role to play standing in solidarity as white people for reparations to African and other oppressed peoples for 500 years of colonialism, slavery, and genocide. So I was at this march, and it was extremely powerful and an honor to be there taking out the Days in Solidarity with African People campaign. And comrade Johan Benningfield, who's here with me, was also present at this demonstration. So I wanted to ask Johan if you could share some of your thoughts on that march, the Days in Solidarity campaign's presence there, and Chairman Ali's presentation as well as Kenya.
These that really define what white people can take. The Black is Back Coalition and the West is getting in town there to ask the people how to challenge that this is the organization that, white people has been doing and take a chance. So we were out there totally on the white people.
Represent their interests.
African people have principal chance, and this is just, we're taking on the white left and how they define what it means to be in solidarity, that we're not at the center. We see what underneath of African people. And I haven't really thought human speech is really powerful about, talking about the taking them, the whole our imagery and the taking and African people having the revolutionary medicine to get rid of the take one that is imperialism. And so I was really impressed by that, and I can assume the hats of African people in solidarity community really could white people that this is doing the chat campaign and the Uhuru solidarity was really progressive. Uhuru.
Uhuru. Johan mentioned that the Black is Back Coalition endorsed the Days in Solidarity with the African campaign. And before we get into really the significance of the Black is Back Coalition endorsing this campaign, I wanted to see if our national chair, Stephanie Midler, could give us a little bit of information about what the Days in Solidarity with African People is.
Uhuru. Thank you, Jesse. And thank you, y'all.